Well, I think in the scheme of things, IT is going to be relatively a much better place to be than some of the other areas of government. But I think whenever you have the discretionary cuts that we're talking about and that have been proposed around the debt reduction activities, I think agencies are feeling a lot of pressure to reduce their future expenditures, knowing that those cuts are going to be coming in future years and want to get ahead of that.
Now, when you do your daily agency research, your company, are you finding that they're planning on across-the-board cuts, or will the reductions, if indicated, come from cancellation of specific programs or projects?
I think from the IT perspective, it's going to be much more surgical. I think there's a lot of investments that are going on where there's probably likely to even be growth in spending. Areas like cybersecurity, cloud computing, clearly we're seeing as a major investment area. And I don't think it's going to be kind of across the board. In fact, some of these agencies that are talking about cuts, I don't think they're talking about aggregate cuts. I think they're talking about cuts in specific programs in order to free up money for other investments.
So do you anticipate then they're waiting, maybe holding off until the economy improves before they start committing to the wider scale IT projects? Or are they even thinking that far ahead? What's the mindset?
I sort of get the sense that agencies right now want to understand where the budget discussions go, not only for appropriations for next year, but ultimately what this debt committee brings back in terms of cuts across agencies. Some of them could be rather aggressive if there's no action by the debt committee. So I sort of think that agencies are thinking about this right now is let's get control of the reductions that we know we can control and that we need to get in place, but let's hedge our bets on the big investments until we have a better feel of what our funding level is actually going to be.
Now, cloud computing, as you mentioned, is supposed to save money in the long run by getting rid of data centers and so forth. And a lot of agencies are virtualizing their data centers before they cloudify them, I guess you could put it. And to do that, you have to have some money up front in the first place. So is it your sense from agencies that the money that they need to invest now for savings down the line will still be there?
Well, what I'm seeing right now is agencies realizing, and I think what's really unusual about the environment we're in right now is that agencies are expecting lower budgets in upcoming years rather than higher budgets, which is historically what their expectation has been. And so to get ahead of that, they're looking at their investment portfolio now and saying, where can we free up money to make these cost reductions now so that next year we won't be kind of digging out of a hole? And I'm really seeing agencies kind of balancing their investments to make sure they're getting the cost savings up front. And then they'll know whether they'll have additional money later. They can make a kind of meaningful use of that money at the time.
We're talking with Kevin Plexico, the vice president of Dell Tech, about the budget cuts that may be coming to your IT budget. Did anything in this surprise you? Did you see this coming down the pipe?
I don't think we saw it coming to the extent that it came. I mean, the economic situation has not I think everybody expected the economy to improve, which would have impacted government revenues in a way that we wouldn't have this crisis that we're in. But the way we spent money on economic stimulus really dug a big hole. And when we didn't have the big recovery that everybody hoped for, revenue didn't come back in. So we're now in a bigger hole. And the government's got to do something about it because we're starting to get impacted kind of internationally around our debt level.
And I wanted to ask you two things. Let's start with federal IT managers and CIOs. What's your advice to them to plan for the next 12 months or 18 months?
Well, I'd say for the next 12 months to 18 months, you really need to be focused on where you can free up money from existing operations that are inefficient. I think we all know that government IT in itself is not that efficient. But I'd also be thinking about where are there ways to leverage IT to make the government operations, broader government operations, more efficient and effective, and think about that as being your opportunity for having an impact on agencies. I think we all know that federal processes are not the most efficient in the world. Some of them are not very automated, and there's a lot of opportunity for cost savings that I think agencies could achieve if they, well, say, perhaps had some creative thought. And we also have this environment of budget cuts that I think creates opportunity for creative thinking and things that would not otherwise not fly because of the changes that would be implied.
Now, the flip side of that is contractors. If you are a federal contractor, what should you be doing to plan for the next 12 months?
So I think federal contractors need to be paying careful attention to the accounts and the customers that they're serving and the agencies that they're serving to follow where those budget cuts are going to come. You want to make sure that you're not locked into an account or an agency that's going to ultimately have significant cuts without giving you a way to compete for work in other agencies that might, we'll say, be growing a little bit faster or maybe even be flat versus facing cuts. So I think it's real important for companies to look at their portfolio of agencies that they support and areas that they support and figure out if they've got a good mix to accomplish their growth objectives that they're likely to have, even amidst the budget cuts.
And do you think that we could possibly see a drop in membership or a fall off at the Tower Club?
I don't know. There's still a lot of people. I don't know if you saw the article in the Post the other day about all the people in Great Falls, and there's still a number of them over there that have quite a bit of income associated with companies they've sold that were federal contractors.
Yeah, it seems pretty healthy from that standpoint.
And they're going to have kids who need a place to go to eat.
Well, that's true. They can rise in the sky there. Okay, well, we thank you for joining us. Kevin Plexico is Vice President of Deltek. Can we still say input, or has that word gone away?
We still use input on the brand for our products, so our products are still input products today.
And so people are still subscribing, by the way? I mean, as all this fall-off happens, are they still keeping money for data services like input and competitors?
Yeah, our business continues to grow. We've done very well, and we're obviously in the midst of integrating our Fed Sources and input businesses that have been acquired by Deltek, along with the GovWin business. We've been established as a new business unit inside of Deltek called Deltek Information Solutions, and sometimes I feel like a kid in a candy store with all the resources that we have and the tools that we've brought together. It's been a lot of fun.